Exclusive. At Martin, Weaponization Working Group has a big docket. Must bring transparency and accountability. By Hannah Knudsen on May 13, 2025. The Weaponization Working Group has a lot of work to do. Ed Martin, who has a new job in the Department of Justice as the new director of the group, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Martin served as interim U.S. attorney, and President Donald Trump moved him to this new role after establishment Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, essentially blocked his nomination for U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. When asked about his role leading this new group, Martin pointed to the theme of this administration thus far. When Trump first got in office, Martin began, Trump signed an executive order saying, "We got to get government back to its proper role." Basically, weaponization is when government is used to target the American people and their interests instead of doing its job, he said. And so he said it first day. Pam Bondi, her first day on the job as Attorney General. She set up this working group, and the working group is across all different parts of the Department of Justice and the executive branch saying, how do we get government under control? How do we find what we did wrong, hold people accountable, and then also help people that were damaged? And so the working group's already been working for maybe 2 months. It's got lots of stuff going on, lots of issues. He said, listing some examples, including the government targeting Catholics and school board parents. What did Jack Smith do? Letitia James, how did they use the federal government to go after people? IRS whistleblowers targeted by the Biden administration, on and on and on, he said. So we got a big docket. Martin said he got the job because the committee needed a leader, adding that he is most excited about righting these wrongs. American justice right now requires the truth getting out, which is transparency. Show us how Biden's people manipulated us. You know, I mentioned 1512 earlier, and the way they destroyed January 6th guys. They did it by an inside racket that was being done by Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco, and I discovered that investigating. So we need to get the truth out, right? That's a big thing. We need to have the world see the truth, not the hoaxes, he continued. And then we need to have accountability. We need to put people in jail. We need to put people in, you know, cut off their clearances, their security access, all that stuff. We need to make accountability real. And then, by the way, last thing to do is heal people. People deserve to be healed, he said, explaining that he is all for wrongs being made right. So if you're in jail because of weaponization, you should get out of jail. That's right. If you've been damaged, lost your business, you know, we have veterans, military who lost their benefits because of COVID, because they didn't want to be taking part with all the rules of COVID. We need to make that right. And so you have to have justice by the truth. You have to have justice by accountability and prosecution. You have to have justice by healing and making people whole again. And that's what we're going to be doing, and it's going to be awesome, he added. Listen. Breitbartmiddle.ed Martin, May 13, 2025. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.